This is the brief on the push for chatbot accountability. So today's source material from The Record actually exposes a massive gap between the real-world harms caused by AI chatbots and the systems supposed to track them. First, we've got a literal blind spot, because no official body, not the CDC, FDA, or FTC, is tracking chatbot-linked deaths. In response, a WHO-scoped public registry was proposed to securely record these incidents. This follows a rare UK inquest where a coroner found 16-year-old Lucasella Walker bypassed ChatGPT's crisis safeguards just by framing his dangerous query as research. I mean, how can society possibly fix a lethal problem if authorities don't even have a checkbox to track it? Second, we're seeing vendors totally ignore open safety tests. Spring Health built VeraMH, which is a clinically validated benchmark testing how AI handles suicidal ideation. Yet OpenAI, who just released GPT 5.6 Solve, claiming a 40% drop in disallowed responses, absolutely refuses to publish their scores. Are we really supposed to just take their word that they're safer when they dodge the only independent clinical exam sitting right on the table? Finally, a massive legal collision is underway. States like Iowa are passing laws requiring strict 3-hour AI disclosure notices and mandatory crisis protocols. Meanwhile, OpenAI exits a $1 trillion IPO while juggling severe negligence lawsuits over a Florida teen's death, plus Apple suing over stolen secrets. Seriously, how can OpenAI CEO act as the referee begging for regulation while simultaneously pitching the US government a massive 5% equity stake in his own company? Ultimately, while AI capabilities are scaling at light speed, the independent systems needed to measure, track, and penalize their real-world harms are only just being built.